Hello, everyone.
As I was
Welcome
saying,
to
no, just
Rebel
kidding.
Unbalanced. I'm Aaron Lemus coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Geis, and from the Pastani Studios, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, man. I feel like everyone's been eating chicken wings this week because everyone is extra spicy this week. It's kind of nice.
We got some
Hot ones,
flavor
huh?
going
Bringing
on.
some, bringing the spicy flavor.
All right, so today we are talking about the Freud Agape. Cigar is a Robusto Extra 5-inch by 54. Comes out of the Tabacalera Diaz Cabrera factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper, binder, filler, all from the DR. No further details than that. Blended by Eladio Diaz. Price point is $30, and the cigar was released in October of 2022. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I thought the cigar was very delicious. It was, the flavors that I got out of it were really like on point, right? So like honey, there's like this savory like umami aspect to it, like maybe like a Uncle Roger's MSG or something. And
Thank you,
then
Uncle Roger.
hay, cedar, some plums as well. Yeah, I thought it was really good. And it was consistently good throughout the whole time I was smoking it. So, yeah, it's, we'll talk about, not a fan of the price point, but fucking A, man. Like, just a couple of cigars this past couple of weeks is like $30 range, and I like both of them, but, not certainly not going to be buying a box of this.
Emotional damage indeed.
All right,
No,
Seth, what
yeah.
were your thoughts?
Yeah, listen, first of all, I had a really strong cinnamon flavor profile. Even from the aroma, just from the cigar, was just really pronounced cinnamon. I actually ended up talking about that with Bear too. And then I thought, maybe I was losing my mind because, but it was Bear, and it was actually really good conversation about it. But sweet cinnamon, lots of leather, damp earth, coffee. Charred wood, some tobacco. It was really balanced, medium in strength and body. There wasn't a ton of transitioning throughout. Decent burn, decent draw. Yeah, it wasn't just kind of pretty good Dominican Republic. The whole time, I just kind of thought, man, I wonder what John is going to have to say about this and where we're going with this. So, yeah, John.
You know what? I liked it. I thought it was a really nuanced, complex, and sophisticated blend. I obviously wish the price point was a little bit lower, but I mean, the first third was sweeter tobacco, confectioner's sugar, chocolate, bread. I mean, kind of all over the flavor map, and all those flavors combined in effective and strategic ways that kept me engaged, and I was like, this is good. I cannot find fault in the flavor profile. Second, third, more of a sweet bread to lead off, sort of a tannic wood center just to provide some accents to offset the sweetness, and then light chocolate on the retrohale. Like, again, just, really, really nice. Last third, kind of more of an interesting combination of earth and vegetal, but I didn't think it worked quite as well as the first two thirds. And then there was kind of some spiciness, which I hadn't gotten until that point. So that was a little distracting because I feel like it didn't fit in with the rest of the profile that had kind of come to that point. And we're gonna get into it, but I had a pretty snug draw, and then the cigar went out on me, which required a relight. So I was like, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, this cigar started with toasted stale cedar, some earth, got some mushroom mustiness and a creamy black pepper that joined a bit later. Second third saw a light chalkiness join in, and then the final third saw a staleness and the wood bitterness depart and a floral vegetal note that joined in. I thought the cigar was pretty average throughout. Various combinations of flavors that didn't really seem to work together. The stale cedar that was up front for most of the cigar didn't really give things a good base for kind of all the other components to work around, but with the price point in the blender, I expected something much more intriguing than this, and that never really came to fruition for me. So I was curious to see what you guys thought on this. Seems like we're kind of split on it, but not something I would want to come back to. I'm interested in smoking the future stuff they're doing, with Eladio, but this one just did not do it for me. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with June at 7.17. Jaw was next at 6.17. Seth gave it a 5.6. I gave it a 5.4. So June had that 7.17 matchup for you.
Yeah, clearly I smoked the tobacco in the blend.
All right, good. John, 6.17.
So it's low, and it's low because it had bad construction. So flavor profile wise, to me this is up in the high sixes. Like it's delicious. But if you have a draw problem and then you compound that with a burn problem and you're charging that much, like I probably, if I was in a shop, I'm not sure I wouldn't have gone to the owner and said, you know what? Like I can't smoke. Like literally from the initial cut, I need a new one because this one is no good. Like it needs to go back. So, yeah.
Damn.
All right, Seth, 5.6.
Yeah, I just was, I kind of forgot what, halfway through the cigar, I kind of forgot what the heck I was smoking and what was going on with it. And then I was like, wait a minute, what? There's just nothing really. I'm not the bottom. So it's just, I don't think it's worth it. I think there's a lot of problems with the cigar. And it hurts it in the end.
Yeah, my 5.4 matches up well. I mean, I had an average flavor profile throughout. I also had wavy burn, and it got off pretty far. I had to do a touch up to keep things on, so I didn't have the greatest burn issues either on mine. So it kind of keeps in that mid five range. But yeah, we've seen had some opposites in regards to these high priced reviews, and some of us really high on them, some of us really low on them. So I'll say me really low on them both. So as is usual, but. All right, final thoughts on this from you guys?
So what was the price point on this again?
30.
30. Listen, I don't know how many
This isn't
times
a
I gotta say
this isn't
this.
a $30 cigar, man.
Yeah,
It's just
I don't
not a
know how many times I
$30
gotta
cigar.
say this. If you're charging more than $22 for a cigar, the draw and the burn have to be pretty much perfect. I don't even mind if the burn requires a couple touch-ups, but if like the draw is actually resistant, like it's snug, I just don't see how you can charge $30. Like listen, it
It's
doesn't
got
it
to be.
cost
It's.
$30 to make it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Well,
It's
he
got to.
charged
It's got
30.
to.
Why?
It's got to be. It's got to smoke perfectly.
Because he
It just
can.
has to be
Because
beautiful.
he's
I
like
mean, because
on
that's
a
what
lot of
people are
your fucking
charging now.
beans.
I mean, people are. Yeah,
No,
people are
but like
charging it.
the, he I assume did it because he has the pedigree from being with Davidoff and all of that, right?
Well, see,
Is that
this
why
is not
Eladio?
Eladio's brand. This is a brand by other guys. Eladio is just the
He just
manufacturer of
blended
it.
it.
So I think this
Okay,
brand
so
is just interested in being at a higher price
that's
level.
for their
Okay,
marketing
that's
and
just what
stuff.
Freud does in general for this brand. They like to
Yeah, this is the
select
second. This is their second blend. The
the
Super
most
Ego
premium.
was not this expensive, but it was still
It was
higher end.
twenty
I don't remember
something,
that one.
right?
And then the one that they have just announced is also, I think, 26, $28,
Oof.
based on the Vitolas. So they're playing in the high price point game. So, yeah.
You know what? I feel like if you kept it under $20, if there's an $18 cigar, just on like as a consumer, I would have given it a pass. But over that $18, $20 mark, sorry, just the amount of leeway, the amount of latitude I'm going to give you, very little.
It's
Yeah.
yeah,
And
it has to be. It has to be under 20. There comes. It's just too much. And I'm going to be honest that I, the band is terrible.
yeah, I
I
was just
did
about to
think that
say.
was a curious choice to have because it reminds me of somebody else does that where they have a band that goes around the entire thing and it's like, so I have to take the
It's
entire band off before I smoke the cigar?
they're trying to hide the fact that. And this isn't the wrapper on the cigar. It is not visually. It's not really visually appealing.
Hmm.
It's not an attractive cigar.
It's not a grade A
Yeah.
wrapper.
Well, and I don't even know if it's just because even people have talked about it, and I always mention Pete because Pete's very vocal about it. You're gonna have wrappers which.
Yeah,
It's
they're
not going to be a
rough.
higher
They're
priming, but it's a good wrapper. There's good flavor to it.
yeah.
It's just not beautiful.
Yeah.
And trying to hide it sometimes is just so obvious. And it's just stupid to the point of just like, you could have made, I don't know, a more modest band. I mean, I don't like the Freud. What's the other one? Super Ego bands is terrible as well. But it's just, you're just like trying to hide it. And then you take it off and then you're just smoking something that has no recognition, like there's no name to it.
It's like a bundle stick, right? After you take off the band, you're just...
You take off the band and you have nothing to it. And the only thing you have is you're smoking something without a band that's $30.
Yeah.
And 20 years ago, that may have been cool. Nowadays, no.
Well, I guess
we want to floss the band. Like PCA.
What's up? What'd you say, Jen?
What'd you say? Me? Oh,
yeah.
I was going to. I made a stupid comment. Anyway, the comment that I really want to make is.
No, what'd you say, though? You had to floss? Would you...
We want to floss the band because we're.
No, but if you spend $30, you're going to want to show off that band, man.
True, I mean, but that's another point, right? For a $30 cigar, how many $30 cigars do you guys see with this loud and vibrant of a cigar band? None. So
it's the opposite. I would say it's
weird, right? Yeah.
Who is it? The what was the Super Freak? The Super G. Remember the Super G?
Oh, the Super Fly?
The Super Fly. The Super Fly was pretty close to this. And that even smoked. The Super Fly was smoked better than this, in my opinion. It was much more memorable.
It doesn't work. It's like people equate, Kleenex for tissues, right? Like, I equate $30 cigars to the classiness of Davidoff in the cigar world. Because I equated in that fashion. When I see something like this and be the exact opposite of it, it just feels not $30, feels cheapened, it feels, downgraded.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Tastes good. Well, I mean, I think you guys enjoyed it. And it's, it's one of these things that, I enjoy the profile. I enjoy the blend, but I'm not going to go buy it. Now if Eladio is like, "Hey Seth, I got a bundle of these. There's no bands." I'm like, "Just give them to me. I'll smoke them. Don't worry about it. I don't care. They can be rejects. You can reject the wrapper quality of it." But $300 for a 10 count box. Mm-hmm. How do you as a retailer justify that? Like, I just,
you have to go through the background, right? You have to be like, this is Eladio Diaz. He was with, you have to give a background to every freaking customer. Well, to most customers that probably look at it.
Are you, if you're a Davidoff customer, if you have this stuff and you have a Davidoff customer, there's no way, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to get, I would never take them away.
Yeah, Davidoff guys are not going to probably go for something like this.
And by the
way,
a Davidoff Grand Cru is more affordable than this.
Yep. All right. Wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe. But check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Sometimes the cigar is just a cigar.